Hello, my name is Jeray Black. Hello, my name is Jeray Black, and welcome to another episode of Unmask and Identify Radio. We have the beautiful Joy A. Williams in the building today, and we're going to be talking to her about her blog and about being a truth seeker. Welcome, Ms. Williams. How are you this morning?
Oh, thank you for that warm welcome, Jeray, and I'm doing well. Thank you, and thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. I just want to start off with, I was on your blog this morning, and I see that you published a book, and it's called Friendship Map. Can you share a little bit with us about that book and what it's about?
Oh, certainly. Thank you. Yes, my book, Friendship Maps, and MAPS is actually an acronym. So it's Friendship Maps, A Journey Through Maturity, Aspirations, Perspectives, and Struggles. And that's what MAP stands for. And the book was really inspired by the many relocations I had. I felt like I lived all over the map as a result of my husband's military time, and then after getting out of the military, just moves with his corporate jobs. But more specifically, the faithfulness of God in each of those places and how he navigated me to people I would connect with that were like-minded in terms of maturity, which is, of course, how we grow, and then aspirations, and that's what we desire in life, and then perspectives, how we think about certain things, and then struggles, you know, what are our difficulties, and how do we choose to handle those. So using that MAPS acronym, I walk readers through the book, basically on a parallel journey, how their maturity, aspirations, perspectives, and struggles impact their walk with the Lord, and then also, how does that then create an atmosphere for who we connect with as friends?
Beautiful. Because I'm on like this book, and I was just doing a little bit of reading. I was like, I have to ask her this when I have her on. And I really know that your blog is really in depth. It's beautiful. It's cut and dry. It's like, here you are, here I can help you, and this is the way to go. And I really like that about, you know, your type of writing as a blogger and also as a woman that is a truth seeker. Can you share with us how you became in a place to where you desire to be a truth seeker and how that journey started for you?
Oh, certainly, Jeray. It really began when I put my faith in Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, and that was at the age of 7, because, of course, he is the truth, the way, the truth, and the life. And I found him as a child, but I really didn't realize the importance of discipleship or really learning what the truth of his word said and how that could be applied to my life. That actually came later. When I was in college and became involved with a campus ministry called Campus Crusade for Christ, is now called CRU. And through that, I really began to experience a lot of what your mission is, how to become unmasked. And really that involved being willing to embrace my true identity. And that was hard initially because, you know, I didn't know who I really was. But thankfully, through Christ, I realized it, you know, at the very basic sense that I was a sinner who needed a Savior. And once that became the most large reality for me, then the next leg of my journey dealt with realizing how sin had impacted my life, and whether that was through my own poor choices or the choices of those around me, really discovering the truth of Christ in his word is what set me free. And then truth just became, or being a truth seeker, became a way of life for me.
Beautiful. I know that there's a lot of women that may be hurting and that may be on the fence about, you know, whether they want to open up to a women's group or just a single woman. How do you pull women out of their comfort zone in your online ministry?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, at the center of being a truth seeker, and particularly in terms of unmasking, we have to really enter into that world that some of us can feel hesitant about, and that's transparency. We just have to be honest about where we are in our struggles and what that's looked like, and I really try to do that through the blog. I try to be honest in terms of what my own walk with the Lord is, and that's struggles and all. My mission there on the blog, and you may be familiar with this, is encouraging the sincere or sidetracked truth seeker with hope for the heart and joy for the soul. So in many blog posts, I really tackle that, either dealing with how to sincerely approach our walk with the Lord in order to receive what only He can give us, or many times I identify how I've become sidetracked, and with the hopes that the reader will also be able to identify where they have become sidetracked.
Beautiful. And I know, like, women that are in, you know, the forefront of, you know, pulling women back to God's heart, we sometimes, as you said, have to get sidetracked. And sometimes we go through, you know, specific things in our lives to where we say, why us, God? You know, and, you know, I've been through that this week to where I really had to ask God, why me? And He simply said, why not you? And so a lot of times I know that we can get pulled back and, you know, we can feel a heaviness. But how do you maintain your strength in all of this?
Wow, it's really an ongoing process, and it's an ongoing awareness of that John 15 passage that without God we can do nothing, that He is the vine and we are the branches, and having to abide in Him if we have any hope of bearing any fruit and our joy being complete or full, as that passage speaks to. And, you know, that's through, you know, daily quiet times with Him, pouring out my heart about the concerns of my life, realizing that the details of our life are important, but the details are not in charge. God is. And I constantly remind myself of that by worshiping Him, you know, just magnifying the Lord no matter what's going on, because life is going to happen. And that often means something's unraveling somewhere. But Scripture tells us that by Jesus all things consist, and by Him all things are held together. And so it's really through that ongoing fellowship with Him and wonderful, awesome women of God and that have God, the Lord has placed in my life, and accountability and prayer partners and all of that, and spending time in His Word, that keeps me on track. Even when I get sidetracked, that pulls me back in.
That is completely what happens at times, and that was a beautiful answer. I know that a few days back I was reading in the book of Jonah, and you know how Jonah just ran from, you know, what God was saying, and God allowed him to be swallowed up, you know, until he made that conscious decision to say, okay, Lord, I'm going to do your will. And I know that we as speakers of God have to be in tune with what women need. Mm-hmm. And I know that it is very important for us to stay before God. And so in turn, asking you that, I know that we have to shift in a move of God, because he can have that. We want to write about one thing and then he'll have us to go in another way. Can you share a time that happened to you? Like, you were so probably fired up about writing and sharing your heart with something, and God just came in and shifted it.
Oh, absolutely. Thankfully, and I thank God for the privilege to be able to share weekly on my blog. And so, you know, many times I'll be going about my day, or sometimes in a quiet time with Him, and an idea will come. And, you know, I'll commit myself to that idea and begin to write about it. But then a day later, or maybe even a week later, another idea or experience will come. And with that will come the assurance that this is the thing I want you to share. It flows differently. You know, the writing process, for those of us who, you know, really enjoy it and it's a passion, it's easy to just let that just flow and just envelop you. But in terms of the Holy Spirit's role, who ultimately is the one who guides us as faith writers, it's the timing of God that He wants us to share a particular word or piece of encouragement. And I find that I have to be flexible in His hands. You know, I may think this is a great idea this week, and then He'll be, you know, I really want you to write or share about that. And sometimes, quite frankly, it's the thing I don't want to share that He's after. It's like, well, that's a nice blog post, but let's go for this. Let's go for the real issue that you're grappling with this week. And those are sometimes hard, but amazingly, those are the posts that resonate with people the most, because it's authentic and because it comes from a place of where I encounter God in the most powerful way.
Absolutely. You know what? And that is so true, because I remember the Lord was speaking to me about being transparent. I'm all like, you want me to do what? And I'm like, no, because it's like you get caught up in, you know, want to be primp and, you know, prom, and you want to sit up here and you want to have this certain image, but we are the reflection of our past if we don't heal from it. And I know that, you know, it takes healing. And I know that so many women out there want to connect, like you said, with real faithful women. And so where can they follow you at? You know, where can they email you that if you, you know, answer emails, just so they can have that, you know, conversation with you and know that, you know, what they leave there with you is going to stay there, and that, you know, they can entrust you with whatever they're, you know, can't tell another woman, but they can trust you. How would they get in contact with you?
Well, of course, on my website, I have the contact page, and people, you know, often come and comment there. And those, when you go through the contact page, that doesn't appear on the blog. You know, so certainly I get, you know, those requests, those comments, those things that people are asking me to pray about with them. And then, you know, obviously, too, as their blog post there on the site, people end up engaging with the actual post. They end up commenting things. And sometimes another reader serves as a source of encouragement. But they can certainly also, if they want to follow me for encouragement, they can do that on Facebook. At joyawilliams.com is the page, or you can also just do a search for at Joy to the Soul. And also on Twitter, again, at Joy to the Soul. And more recently, I'm found on Pinterest at Joy, and that's the number 2 to the Soul, where they can get encouragement. But in terms of contacting me directly, the website's the best way to do that.
Okay. And because I always want to give listeners, you know, because everybody always grabs towards the interview, but they always forget to take on the woman that's behind the interview. And a lot of times when you go to someone's site, you can see, okay, well, they may have not been through this, but you have to really read behind the story. Can you share one thing that has helped you stride forth, like that you can share with the women that you have overcome to make you more, not just relevant to yourself, but relevant in God's presence? Because sometimes we can be stale. Sometimes we can bicker with God, but you know, we have to have that unwavering faith to say, okay, God, I'm looking up and I'm humbling myself. So I know that what you brought me to, I don't have to backtrack and go down that same road.
Yeah, that's a great question, Jeray. And there's so much that was coming to mind as you were asking that. I think more recently, over this past Lenten season, I did a series on the blog called A Lenten Focus on Faithfulness. And I had a couple of other bloggers join me in that series. And we really shared some very core issues and difficulties we had been through, and how we found the faithfulness of God in that. It was a variety of things. Someone shared on finding faithful in the wounds of the past. Someone else shared about finding faithful when their dreams fell apart. But my own personal post was on finding faithful when resources ran out. And I shared during that post how, particularly during the recession of 2008, and some of your listeners may have been impacted by that as well, you know, my family and I really struggled and came to the end of ourselves. Their resources ran out, and how the Lord really allowed me to have my ego exposed during that time, because we had, you know, to rely on the kindness of others, and the Lord really allowed me to see the difference between being humiliated and having humility. And the difference for that he pointed out to me was, humiliation is when we're afraid of what people will think about us, because we either have struggled with something or failed with something or been the victim of something, whatever that might be. Humiliation is always attached to shame. But he said humility is who I know I am before him. And that distinction really became a pivot in my life during that time, and it continues to allow me to identify first and foremost with the Christ who gives me the testimony instead of the problem that brought me to needing a testimony. And there's a distinct difference when we walk in the identity of our problem versus we walk in the identity of the one who delivers us from every problem and every issue. So that has been key for me.
Beautifully said, and I appreciate that honesty because, you know, you didn't cut no corners. I felt like I was right in the storyline with you because it is so important that we as women be transparent and be identified and even when we have shortcomings, because we can go through a whole bunch of stuff and still have that fire and that passion for God to see that other women win, because sometimes we can go through the low valleys, and sometimes we have to travel around that mountain, and sometimes we go through it like the children of Israel because we keep bumping our heads, but we still have to answer the call daily to say, okay, Lord, okay, Lord. And I know that not just saying, oh, I just go to your blog or whatever, but when I read, you know, other women's blogs, and I just want to tap in because we're in a group together, and it's a bloggers group for Christians, and, you know, I just thank God for that group, because when I'm feeling like I have no strength at all, just something will pop up, and I'm like, okay, well, what are they discussing in there today? And I'm all like, okay, well, and it just be it'll be an on-time word, basically, is what I'm trying to say. So I know that going to Joy A. Williams is not just something that you just want to pass by, ladies. And for the listeners, you guys want to really sign up. You would really want to get engaged to what she's talking about. To what she's talking about, because she is the real deal. She's not one of those phony people that's just going to write anything on her blog just to get likes and shares. So this is really coming from her heart. So I really want to give the invite on her behalf to go and subscribe to her site. How many? Can you share how many times per week that you're on there sharing your heart?
Well, typically, Jeray, I'm on there. I do a post once a week. And, you know, anytime someone leaves a comment, I certainly come back and engage in that comment there. And I find that that pace has been really quite good for the audience that I have, that people, you know, get a chance to digest the post. They come back and visit the post. And sometimes we get some pretty lively discussions going, like on that one, Finding Faithful When Resources Run Out, because some topics just really resonate with people. But anytime someone stops in and leaves a comment, I certainly engage with them there and would welcome all of your listeners to stop by joyawilliams.com and just see what the Lord would, how he would use the articles there to speak to them.
Yes, and I always often want to ask, but, you know, I always never have time in the interview. Can you really just give the listeners that are, you know, probably down on their luck some go-to scriptures that can, you know, help them through their day-to-day? I don't like to use the word struggle, because that's kind of like a pitfall for people to stay in. I like to say as they're carrying on, you know, and trying to find their way back to God, what resources in the Bible would you share with women that need to come back to God?
That's a wonderful question, Jeraya. There are a couple of scriptures that come to mind when you say it, when you ask that question. One of my favorite go-tos is Psalms 139 that talks about how God is familiar with all of our ways, how he knows our down-sitting and our uprising, and how he knows our very thoughts afar off. And that psalmist really did us a tremendous dose of encouragement in writing that, because it allows us to see in Psalm 139 the details of God's intentions in creating us and pursuing us, and how he's present everywhere, and he's already settled the issues in our lives, and there's an invitation for us just to come and experience him as he is. Another scripture that I would point listeners to, and really another foundational one for my life's mission, is Romans 15 and 13. And that scripture simply says that I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. And then there's a promise. It says, then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. And that Romans 15 and 13 scripture really identifies God as the source of hope. And whenever we go through difficult times where we really feel ourselves distant from God, knowing that he is the source of hope is key. Because very often when, as women, we get there, we tend to isolate ourselves. We tend to shut down and not share what's really going on with the people who are around us or the prayer warriors God assigned to us. And knowing that God is the source of hope allows us to come out of that place and experience the hope that only he can give and then completely fill us with joy and peace. Because joy has nothing to do with our circumstances. It has to do with how we encounter the presence of God. Because in his presence is the fullness of joy. And so that becomes our reality over the circumstances. We can have joy in the midst of difficulty when we receive that invitation to fellowship with him and those he's assigned to our lives.
Exactly. That was beautifully said. And that grasped me because, like, I want to share this. It's basically when women go through, we should be able to feel it just by noticing their reaction, just by looking at their face, because you can tell a lot behind somebody's smile. You can tell whether it's genuine, whether it's forced, or whether they're just trying to get by with no one. They don't want nobody to ask them what's wrong. And we have to be so in tune with that because we are helpers one to another. It states in the Bible that, you know, when God reconciled himself to the sinner, he didn't leave anybody behind in John 3:16 when he said he loved us. He came down here to, you know, give his life for us. And we must do the same daily to die to ourselves in order to become more for that next woman. And I understand the journey is not about us. It's about helping. And when I learned that, it just opened up a new way for me to just really interact with the people and just really see their hearts, because I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm about to share this, and I'm just crying and being a drama queen, and I'm like, he said it's not about you. And once he opened up that revelation, I was like, okay, God. And then he just had me to start connecting. So it is such a privilege to be able to connect with women like you. Women of such great stature in God, because we are nothing without him. And I know that I don't take this lightly. These are just women that are really concerned about the women that are lost, the women that are struggling in God, the women that don't even know God they want to reach. So I highly recommend Joy once again. And I just really want to say that you are the epitome of the women that I look up to. Your faith, because of your unwavering favor, because I'm like this. I'm, even though I'm 35, but I have an old soul. I was brought up the old way. I can still feel anointing that is left on post, because when God does it, he knows what he does. And I'm a bit crybaby. When I read people's posts, if I'm affected by it and the Holy Spirit, I'm all like, God, why'd you do this to me? I just put on my makeup and yada, yada, yada. So I truly just want to thank you for, you know, just sharing your heart, sharing your ministry. And can you tell us how long you've been blogging in your ministry? Do you have an offline ministry as well?
Well, let me address both of those questions, Jeray. And one is that the blog has been up for a little over 2.5 years. It'll actually be 3 years in August that I've been blogging. And in addition to that, I've been teaching, you know, small group Bible studies at women's retreats and conferences for well over 15 years, probably closer to 20 years. And I really enjoy that face-to-face dynamic as well. One of the things I love about a small group dynamic is to really piggyback on what you said, is it allows women to be in tune with other women. When we start to share, you know, that from that place of creating a spiritually safe environment, it's amazing how many of us say, me too, me too. Yeah. I may not have gotten to that same conclusions by the same experience, but nonetheless, there's common ground. And I love that in women's fellowship. And I'm so grateful to the Lord that He gives me the privilege to be a part of that. And thank you for your kind comments. Of what you said about me and the ministry the Lord has given me, because I give Him all the glory for that. Back to what you said, and I'm in total agreement, it really is all about Him, and it's a privilege that we get to be a part of what He's doing. And yes, God loves us individually, and He pursues us personally, but in terms of not of our walk with Him and knowing Him, the object of that beyond our own individual concerns is to make Him known. And so you're doing a fabulous job with that, Jure, and continue to do the work God has called you to do as well.
Thank you. I just I recently started up the radio show because I just felt, God pushing me towards, having women to share their story of, faith and, having women of God on the show. And then there was like a twist and a tie because he said, well, I'm going to open up, more doors for other women to share their story, because I'm all like, the whole meaning of unmasked and identified is just taking off the mask and being identified in your true self in God. And when I was going through my healing process, it just opened up a whole other world of terror for me, because I'm like, I have to share what I've been through with the world. And it's like, when you open up your heart and do that, you have other women that's waiting to share their story because you gave them strength and not even knowing it. So that's why I always tell people it's not about me. It's not about keeping the ugliness on the inside, but it's about having the strength to know that you are beautiful no matter what you went through. And I always ask my guests to lead out in prayer, because this is your time and this is your moment to, bring those women and usher them into the presence of God through prayer. So if you don't mind, we have a few more minutes left. If you can lead us out in prayer, please.
Oh, certainly. Father, we just thank you, Lord, and we praise you for this opportunity to come and have a conversation about your goodness, about who you are and what you do through your Son, Jesus. And as we believe in him, God, we thank you for the forgiveness of sin, and we thank you how that redemption is then woven throughout our entire lives. And so, Lord, for women who are listening and don't know you, I pray that they would know the Lord Jesus as Savior, that they would know how much you love them to the point that you gave your one and only Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but they would have everlasting life. And Lord, for those who do know you, God, if they're in a difficult place right now and maybe their hearts are heavy and their minds are unsure, I pray that there would be a certainty and an assurance of who you are in their lives, that you are great, that you are greatly to be praised, that you love them, and you are the deliverer of every affliction. And Father, I pray that you would receive the glory and that you would receive the praise out of every outcome. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Once again, it's been an honor to have you on here. Her website is joyawilliams.com. Also, you can follow her on Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and on Twitter at Joy A. Williams. It's been a pleasure having you on, and the doors of the radio show is always welcome to you. And
thank
before
you.
We go, is there any other projects that you are working on so we can be supportive in your journey with that you want to tell us about?
Well, there are always things in the works, so I do appreciate you asking that. But for right now, the information you provided is great. I would love to connect with people through those modes. That would be great. And then just stay tuned. There's always more in the Lord.
Yes. God bless you, and I look forward to having you on again.
Oh, thank you, Jure. God bless you as well.
God bless you, too.
Bye-bye. Bye.
This has been another successful interview with Joy A. Williams. Stay tuned for the next episode, May 2nd, same time, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You do not want to miss This episode is going to be ignited with the love, with faith, with joy. Make sure that you stay in tune into the will of God and that you are pressing in no matter what it looks like. God has you covered. He has your back, and he's a restorer to everything that was lost, that the devil tried to steal from you. Do not let the enemy attack you, but journey on in God. Once again, visit joyawilliams.com. And this is Jeray Black signing off. Live unmasked.